to be with you tonight. And well, I'd rather be in Hawaii tonight. It's getting awful cold out there. But I do thank the Lord for the opportunity to be here with you folks tonight. And I thank you, Lord, for what He's called us to do. You know, when I was reading the other day when God called Moses to go to Egypt, and Moses replied to God, he said, "Who am I that I should go?" And man, I think that same thing. Who am I that God could use somebody like me? But I'm just so thankful they saw fit to save me. August 15th, 1999, when I was 14 years old, I trusted the Lord Jesus as my Savior. Went to church that day thinking I was a pretty good person. Went to church thinking that that I was all right and didn't really need to change anything in my life. Jesus spoke to my heart that day, and I trusted Him and got saved that day. And I'm so glad that I had somebody that was willing to share the gospel with me and just tell me the truth. And I thank God for that day. And glad I got saved, and God put me in the ministry, led me to my wife, and we got married and just began to pray. Said, "God, whatever your will is, we won't do it. We just wanted to know where, and we was ready to get at it, just wherever He would send us." And I never thought He'd send us to Hawaii, I'll be honest with you. I was praying for the western part of the United States. I was thinking somewhere like Montana, Colorado, something like that. I don't like the beach. God, that's what I was focused on. That's what I thought the Lord would send us. But He is sending us to the western part of the United States, and as far west as you can go. But that's what God's called us to do. And a lot of people, when I say Hawaii, you know, sometimes when you tell people you're a missionary, it's like, "Oh, my Lord, what did you do that God cursed you like that?" And but then I say that I'm going to Hawaii, and they don't feel so bad for me. But Hawaii is a place, a lot of people, when you hear it, the first thing that comes to your mind is probably a sandy beach somewhere, palm trees and all that kind of stuff, the beautiful surf coming in. I'll tell you the truth, it's not all like that. In fact, on the Big Island where we're going to be, it's pretty much just rock. There ain't really much sand to it. But God called us to go to Hawaii. I never thought about Hawaii as a mission field. I thought when God called us and started dealing with our heart to go to Hawaii, I thought, "God, you're crazy. Nobody's going to support missionary going to Hawaii. It looks like a permanent vacation, God. I mean, it just looks like that." And I'm thinking, nobody's going to support me. Nobody's going to take me seriously. But you know what the fact is? God just burned our heart for those people. And you know what? No matter where you are, no matter where you live, the only way to heaven is Jesus Christ. And no matter how beautiful it is, no matter how nice it is, or how bad it is, Jesus is the only way to heaven. And that's our heart's desire, to take the gospel to those people. He is the only way to be saved. I was told by the other day by somebody that there is a website now that's called something like reserveyourspotinheaven.com or something like that. And for $15.99, you can get on and you can pay and you can reserve your spot in heaven for $15.19. They'll send you a nice plaque that you can put on your wall that says so-and-so's got a spot reserved in heaven. Even give you a little card to carry around in your wallet in case you die anywhere. Somebody look, "Well, he's going to heaven anyways, you know, don't matter," or something like that. And they say you can actually set up, you have to pay a little more for it, but you can set up VIP meetings with the characters of the Bible and appointments and talk to them in heaven. I thought that was the most ridiculous thing I've heard. But if you get to heaven one day and they don't let you in, you can get your money back. It don't matter how much you pay, Jesus is the only way to get to heaven. I don't care what kind of laminated card you got when you get there. They ain't going to let you in unless you've got Jesus in your heart. And that's the only way for the people of Hawaii to ever be saved, is for Jesus to save them. And they've got tradition, they've got religion, you name it, they got it, but they don't have the truth. State population 1.3 million people, and only about 6 independent fundamental Baptist churches preaching the gospel. And man, there's a great need in the state of Hawaii. As I said, you think about the sand and the surf and all that, but there are souls there that are living and dying without Christ. And we just want to go and share the gospel with those people before it's too late. The Bible says in Proverbs 25:25, "As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country." I tell you, there's good news for this world today. You know, I about don't look at the newspaper much because I don't want to be depressed. The weather report is about enough to depress you half the time. There's not too much good news in this world today. But there is good news from heaven. And I thank God, God's the same. God's still on the throne. He's still able to help people and save people. And we just need to get the good news out before it's too late. And God's called us to go to Hawaii and take the good news to them. I tell you, they're looking for something. The drug problem is so bad in Hawaii, the alcohol, the drugs, the homeless. I mean, it's just a state that's been ravaged by sin. I talked to one of those pastors, and he said, "Yeah, we live in a paradise." He said, "But it's a paradise that's lost." and they just need the gospel, and they need to be saved. That's the only thing that's going to help those people. It's the only thing that's going to change them. As mentioned, the homeless population, there's sections of beach in Hawaii where there's just homeless people just living out there on the beach and wherever they can. And they've got shacks and tents made. It got so bad that the Hawaiian government passed a law that said you can only stay in one spot for 30 days, and then you must move at least 50 feet. And so every 30 days, they pack up, they move 50 feet, they stack it up again, and they stay there another 30 days moving. That's the way those people are living down there. I got to tell you, the government has no idea what to do with them. But they actually came, set this out and said, listen, if you're homeless, we'll give you a one-way plane ticket to the mainland United States. One-way plane ticket. You just go, get on the plane and go, and you know, you can be off the island. Oh, where would you rather be homeless? Would you rather be homeless in Hawaii or somebody you freeze to death? I'll stick with Hawaii. And but I tell you, the government has no idea what to do with those people. But I can tell you, I know what to do with them. Get them saved. Preach the gospel to them. Hey, that'll what changed their life. Back in when that big tsunami and earthquake and all that happened in Japan, that morning my mom called me and said, have you heard about Hawaii? There's a tsunami warning out for Hawaii. And I didn't know anything that was going on. I turned on the TV and I began to see they were starting the evacuations in Hawaii, which is kind of a normal thing there. They have tsunami warnings all the time. They drill every month. But we were watching this, and I was concerned. You know, they didn't know what was going to happen. I was thinking the thing's going to be 100 foot wide and kill all these people, and many people are going to die and go to hell. And I was just sitting there worried and just wondering about that and watching. And they interviewed a homeless man, and they asked him, said, where are you going to go? And he said, I don't know. Nobody cares about us. Well, I thought that just broke my heart right there. I thought Jesus cares for those people. Hey, I care for those people. Hey, we just need to take the gospel to those people. That's what will change them. That's what will help them. It's the gospel. It's not sending them off somewhere else. You know what? They can take and send them off to Bora Bora, but you know what? The fact is they'll still die and go to hell if they don't trust Jesus as their Savior. And we need to just get there and share the gospel with them before it's too late. That's what God's burdened our heart to do. And we want to go to the Hawaiian island of Kona. The big island of Hawaii and the town of Kona, and reach people with the gospel. There are 37,000 people just about in that area, and there's no gospel preaching church in that town. No gospel witness there. They've got some things that say they're Baptist, but you wouldn't think by what they say and what they believe. But the fact is, they just need the gospel before it's too late. Well, they got all kinds of things. Most people claim no religious affiliation in Hawaii because they've got a very leisure lifestyle. They've got a very laid-back lifestyle. In fact, most people that work in Hawaii, when they can just take off, they can say, I need a break for a few minutes. They can just take off for an hour or two, go relax on the beach or just wherever for a few minutes and come back where they want to. That's just the way the lifestyle is. And sadly, they take that same thought for their soul. They're just fine with the religion of their fathers or the traditions of their fathers, and they just don't care anything about going to church. But the fact is, they need to be saved. They need to be born again. And Hawaii is a very expensive place to live. And due to that, many people work two or three jobs. Most families, I was told, husband and wife work two jobs to make ends meet. And of course, that leaves no time for their children. And sadly, their children are turning to drugs and alcohol and all kinds of things. And due to the fact they only go to school 3.5 days a week, the kids will like that. Would you like to go to school 3.5 days a week? I would have loved that when I was a kid. The fact is, they do Monday, Tuesday all day, but then Wednesday, they do a half day because Wednesday is the best day to go surfing. And so you get out at lunch on Wednesday, and it's honestly, that's what their rule is. You get out to go surfing because it's the best day. Then they go all day on Thursday, and due to budget cuts, they cut out school on Friday. They said, we're losing money. Well, let's just do away with school on Friday. We'll save some money. And that leaves a whole lot of time for young people to get in trouble. And I was told by a pastor in Honolulu area, he said 85% of children from the fifth grade and higher are hooked on crystal meth in the state of Hawaii. You think about that fifth grade, that's before they're even teenagers and they're hooked on drugs. And due to that, I told somebody once, where's the fifth or sixth grader going to get money to buy drugs? They're going to have to steal it. They're going to have to do something to get that. So that causes just all kinds of other problems. But you know what? We just need to reach them with the gospel before it's too late. Jesus has got something far better for their lives. Jesus said, I'm come, they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. Hey, he's got something for them. We just need to take the gospel to them before it's too late. They just don't know, folks. They just don't know. They never heard. They didn't have anybody has never told them how to be saved. And God has burdened my wife and I's heart, And we just want to go and share the gospel with them before it's too late. Hey, Jesus is coming back. He could come back today. He could come back tomorrow. We don't know when he's coming back, but it could be soon. Hey, it could be 100 years from now. I have no idea. But honestly, we just need to reach as many people as we can before he comes back. The Bible says, be ye therefore ready, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. Hey, I want to be ready for his coming, but I want to be busy and working and just trying to do all I can and get as many people saved as I can before he comes back. I hope you'll get a prayer card from us and pray for us that the Lord will speed up our deputation. We're about 20% of our needed support to get there. It's going to cost us probably about, we figured up $7,500 to $8,000 a month to live in Hawaii. It's a very expensive place to live. Gallon of milk, about $8 or $9. A loaf of bread is about $7 or $8. I mean, it's just a very expensive place to live. Hawaii, the good news is, one of the good things about Hawaii is the spam capital of the world. Who likes spam? Anybody like spam? It's growing on me, all right? I might have to get used to it. No matter what restaurant you go in or where you go, they sell spam. They even have spam air fresheners for your car. I don't know about that too much. On a hot day, but whatever, you know. But they love it over there. And so we can find cheaper ways to eat and live, maybe grow a garden at our... People talk about we can do a garden in Hawaii. Most houses are on a quarter acre or eighth of an acre lot. And so really, you got your house and about a strip of grass like that. And so you really don't have too much room to do much. And so I hope you'll pray for us. It's really a... We're not sure what we're going to do as far as the church building when we get there because things are so expensive. Church might have to meet in our home. We have no idea. But I just know that God's going to open up something for us, and we're just going to go in. I heard of a guy testifying the other day. He's a missionary somewhere. I can't remember. And he said they went in and renovated an old bar and turned it into a church. I thought, man, that sounds like I'd love to do that. I'd love to take a bar and turn it into a place to preach the gospel. Or just something like that. Whatever he's got for us, hey, it don't matter to me. I just want to get there, and I just want to do what God's called us to do. And I hope you'll pray for us that God will get us there and we just reach people before it's too late.